Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Tell of your goodness, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Look on a soul on a prayer list, Lord Jesus. Touch somebody right now, Lord. Heal somebody right now. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I know you have the power, Lord. Go in the hospital, Lord Jesus. I know that you're able, Lord. Heal right now, Lord Jesus. Send your healing virtue, Lord. Raise somebody up, Lord. Let somebody know it was you, Lord God. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You have the power to confound the dark. You can confound the wise, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus. We're trusting in you right now, Lord. We're depending on you, Lord God. We're taking you at your word, Jesus. We know that you are a healer for both body and soul, Lord. You can do all things, Lord. There's no place you can't go, no heart you can't reach. Heal, Lord Jesus. I know that you're able, Lord. Heal body and soul, Lord. Heal in the spirit of our mind. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody needs the healing, Lord. We're waiting on you right now, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Stop by right now, Lord God. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Send your power down, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 Jesus. All power's in your hand, Lord. You can do all things, Lord. There's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing too hard for you, Jesus. We're trusting in you right now, Lord. You know every situation, Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Work it out right now, Lord God. Work on our behalf, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, I know that you're able. We're trusting in you, waiting on you, Lord God. We're not trying to do it ourselves. We're turning it in your hands, Lord Jesus. For we know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're all-powerful, Lord. We're looking to you right now, Lord. No other help we know, Lord Jesus. Let the souls on the prayer line, Lord Jesus. Touch right now. Encourage somebody. Heal somebody, Lord. Save somebody. Say a word today, Lord God. Send your anointing, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Whatever you want to do, Lord, let that be done, Lord God. Please, Jesus, Jesus, bless the speaker right now, Lord. Send your word, Lord Jesus. Please take over, Lord. We're trusting in you, depending on you, Lord. Please continue to protect us and watch over us. Keep us safe from harm and danger, Lord. Even our families, Lord Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Even the souls on the prayer list, Lord, look on Brother Mosey White in a special way, Lord, every heal and deliver, Lord God. I know that you're able. Raise him up, Lord. You have all power in your hand. We're trusting in you, Lord God. You're a God that can't fail. You're a God that can't lie. And we believe your word right now. We for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you're going to do, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're blessing your name, Lord. We praise your name. We're believing in advance for the things you're going to do, Lord God. We praise you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. Thank you for all things, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We ask that you'll please continue to be with us and provide for us, Lord. And we'll give your name the praise. All glory and honor belongs to you, Lord God. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are so very excited for you to be with us this afternoon. We thank God for all things. We just want to welcome you. I just wanted to let you know, Pastor Hameen is the watch care pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland, in the branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. He was the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida, along with his wife, Mother Janice Marshall. And we still remember him, and we want to remember him. Amen. And we're so glad again that you chose to spend your afternoon with us. So on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. We thank God also for Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. This time I'll go ahead and read our opening scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And the opening scripture is taken from the 105th number of Psalm. That's Psalm 105, and beginning with the first verse. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 105th number of Psalm, the first throughout the seventh verses. And again, we just thank you again for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. You may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com, My King's Service, Title I School. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may also log on to the broadcast website there at My King's Service, Title I School. And if you wish to correspond with PrayerWorks Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Our prayer request phone number, thank you, Jesus, is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can, or if you're a member of the clergy and you're feeling particularly bold, or if you have a testimony you would like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to share, or you have a prayer request, you'd like prayer online, or, you know, on broadcast right with us, you can give us a call at the guest number. It's 978-990-5270, and our access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or you need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry, and that woman preaches. I tell you, the dial-in number is 603-580-9377. Again, 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Very simple, host Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley every night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. If you missed the broadcast, you can friend her on Facebook. That's Evangelist Annette Bradley, and she posts the broadcast, and you can listen to them on demand as well. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is Brother Moses White, Brother Mosey White. Benjamin Holmes, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmond Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, the Greaves Williams Edmond family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, Evangelist Nevo's cousins, the Parham family, Amor Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Reeves Anderson family, Muhammad Haminan family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elder Barry Johnson and the Bereaved Johnson family, the Bereaved Hall family, the Bereaved Berry family, the Sprick family, the Bereaved Gatewood family, and all of those who are currently requesting prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have right now. I just want to sing a little portion of this song. Don't worry, tired soldier. You have the Lord's shoulder to lean upon when you feel weak and your battle weary. Give your strength to him. You might be feeling a little discouraged, just looking for some kind of sign to reassure you that he's not forgotten. But remember your past. Whenever you ask, he was right there to carry you through, right there, opening doors for you, faithful in every way. So hold on, oh soldier, hear the faith, hold on, oh soldier, and stay in the race. Hold on, oh soldier. When you get up off of your knees and the world you must face, remember the angels of God surround you by his grace. And your heart may be aching, but he's sitting there waiting. You're wondering what to do. Then the Lord says to you, I'm right here to carry you through. Right here, opening doors for you. Faithful in every way. So hold on, oh soldier. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen, that she may bring forth the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm just happy and thankful to the Lord that he has blessed us to be back on the broadcast one more time. Thank God for all of you. Thank God for the opening prayer and the opening scripture, for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadija. And we just thank the Lord for all of you. Amen. Praise God. And we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. So if you have your Bibles and you want to read along, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord. And before we go to the scripture, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give thanks to your name and we bless you, O God. We come to you, Lord, and we humble ourselves, asking you for mercy, asking you, Lord, to minister through your word. Oh, my God, send forth the blessing according to the need in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way and let your holy will be done. We believe it, oh God, and we count it done, and we thank you for it. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God once again for his goodness and for his mercy, and I would like to invite your attention to the Word of God from the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, verses 1 through 4, and also verse 29, and the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, 1 through 3, verses 11 through 20. Praise the Lord. I'll begin with the 29th chapter, verse 1, and the Bible reads, "These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he had made with them in Horeb. And Moses called unto him all Israel and said unto them, ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh and unto all his servants and unto all his land, the great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Yet the Lord has not given you an heart to perceive and eyes to hear and ears to hear. Excuse me, and eyes to see and ears to hear unto this day. Skipping down to verse 29, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Going to the 30th chapter, verse 1, and it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God has scattered thee. Verse 11, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And I just thank God for this passage of scripture. Praise the Lord. And the title of this message is Making the Right Choice for Salvation. And the theme is Choose Life and Speak Life. Praise the Lord. Making the right choice for salvation, choose life and speak life. Going to Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. In this chapter, Moses, he began to speak to the children of Israel and bring forth the covenant, the words of the covenant, which the Lord commanded him to make with the children of Israel while they were in the land of Moab. And that was a covenant beside the one that God had made with them in Horeb. And the Lord began to lead Moses on how to present to the people So Moses began to call all Israel, and he said to them, or rather he reminded them of how they had seen all that the Lord had done before their eyes in Egypt, when God moved in a great way and with a mighty hand, and he delivered them from the land of bondage where Pharaoh had them bound, and their taskmasters, they put heavy burdens on them, and some of them killed some of them, praise the Lord. But God had something better for his people. God wanted to give them life and blessings, hallelujah. Nevertheless, he presented them with a choice. And the messages that we've been hearing throughout the course of the week leading up to today, it's like the Lord just continues to strive and to send forth a message of making a choice. Hallelujah. It's important for our salvation that we make the right choice. If we choose the wrong thing, we could lose out, and we don't want to lose out in that manner. Hallelujah. And using this passage of scripture, we apply these situations to the spiritual sense, in that God has made us a promise that if we believe in the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, we can be saved. Hallelujah. We can have eternal life, because God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might live. Hallelujah. That was the purpose of God sending Jesus. And so when we make the right choice by choosing life, amen, choosing blessings, glory be to God, it's so important. Amen. And we must be careful to choose correctly and wisely. Amen. And in this passage, the children of Israel, they were blessed. They were reminded of all the things that God had done for them. They were reminded of the great miracles that they witnessed. These things happened right before their eyes. But even though they had seen these things, even though they had witnessed all of these things, they were not at a point where they were able to even hear or perceive the goodness of the Lord. Oh, praise be to God. But God wanted to open their eyes and make this covenant to show them he had to offer. And there are many people going around in the world without God in their lives. They're without hope. As long as you are in the world and you don't have Jesus, you don't have hope. Hallelujah. But if you have Jesus, you have hope. Amen. You have this hope of eternal life. You have the hope of salvation. Praise the Lord. And so when God makes a promise, God is going to keep every word he says. Everything God promised, he will bring it to pass. And as he was sending Moses to go to the children of Israel, Moses went forth and he began to show them these that God had done. They had seen the signs. They saw the great miracles, even the great temptations. But at that point, they had not perceived it in their heart. Neither could their eyes see it or their ears hear it. Nevertheless, Moses pointed out in verse 29, in the 29th chapter, verse 29, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. And yes, God is a God of mystery. But there are some things that God will reveal to us.
And according to what Moses said, those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. So whatever God reveals, whatever he makes known, it is for us, hallelujah, not just us, but our children, praise the Lord. And God, he won't leave out your children. He won't leave out your next generation. But the blessings he bestow upon you, he will also bestow on your children even in greater proportions than what he bestowed on you. Because he is a God of promise. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God.
Yes.
I tell you, just thinking about what God is offering us, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it at all. But because Jesus died, because he came and he went up on Calvary's cross, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And the crown of thorns was pressed down on his head and the blood came streaming down. Glory to God. And the nails that were nailed into his hands and his feet, and the blood came streaming down. The piercing of the side of Jesus where the water and the blood came out. Oh, hallelujah. Because of this, we have the promise of eternal life. We have the promised land, glory to God, prepared just for us. God wants us to have blessings, and he wants us to have life. Oh, yes, Lord, forever and ever. He wants us to live, glory be to God. In the 30th chapter, Moses went on with these things and speaking to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. He told them that it would come to pass when all these things come upon them, the blessing and the curse which he had set before them, and God would drive them in different nations, no matter where they are, when they recall to mind. And if they would return unto the Lord God and obey his voice according to all the commandments that he had given them that day, their children as well, and turn to God with all their heart and with all their soul, that when the Lord God would turn their captivity, he would deliver them out of captivity. He would have compassion upon them, hallelujah, and he will gather them from all the nations wherever they had been scattered. So if we go off track, God will have mercy if we would just return to the Lord, if we would just come back to him with all of our heart and with all of our soul. And there are times when different ones will feel discouraged and feel like it's no use in going on and have a tendency to just throw up hands and give up. Oh, glory to God. But you can return today to the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul, and God will deliver you from your bondage. He'll deliver you from whatever habit you're not able to break. Hallelujah. He's able to turn you around, amen, and gather you up and bring you back before him. He has the power to do everything. He is a compassionate God. Oh, praise the Lord. Maybe you made a mistake and you committed sins. You can come back to the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and repent. And the Lord will have compassion on you. He will have mercy, and he will forgive you. Praise the Lord. He will restore your soul because he wants you to choose wisely. Amen. He wants you to make that choice for salvation. Glory to God. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. God wants to give you another chance. Hallelujah. Don't feel like you don't have another, but God is the God of a second chance. As he made this covenant with the children of Israel, all they had to do was just come back to him, return to him with their whole heart and with their soul. Not just them, but also their children. And some people don't even recognize the fact that what they do will affect their children. If you choose not to serve the Lord, then the curse, all the curses that God explained would come upon the children of Israel, these curses will come upon you and your children. So people do things to bring about curses upon their own children. Oh, glory to God, because they disobeyed the Lord, because they refused to walk in his statutes. They refused to obey and to keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And also, the word is not far off. The commandments of the Lord are not far off. All you have to do is go to the word of God. Get the Bible and open it up, and you can read what thus saith the Lord. You can read his commandments and his statutes and his judgment in the word of God. You can hear it preached on broadcast. You can hear it preached on the conference line, the conference ministry. You can hear God's word, and you can also read it for yourself. It's not far off. Nobody needs to go and get it and bring it to you so you can hear it and do it. But you can hear it now and accept it. You can receive the word for yourself. Amen. And be a doer of the word of God. That word is very close to you. It's not afar off. Amen. All you have to do is just receive it, accept it in your heart right now, and God will have mercy upon your soul. As Moses said to the children of Israel, he said, see. In other words, open your eyes and look at this. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. Which one would you choose, life and good or death and evil? It's, the choice is up to you. No one is forcing you to choose life. No one is forcing you to choose death, praise the Lord. But the choice is yours. And whatever you choose will determine your life in the hereafter. It will determine what will happen to you even before you leave this earth. The choices we make will affect the rest of our lives. Hallelujah. So he's saying here, I set before you life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. And so God, he wants us to have this life and to multiply. But we have to love the Lord our God. We have to walk in his ways, keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment. Praise the Lord. And God will bless us with life. And he will multiply our life. He will bless the works of our hands. Whatever we put forth our hands to do, God will bless it. And he will cause it to prosper. Hallelujah. He's a powerful God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It says, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land. So wherever we are, God will bless us where we are. He will give us great blessings. And many of us have already missed out on a lot of blessings because we have not done all that God wants us to do. We're not keeping the commandments and his statutes and judgments as we should. Hallelujah. But he's yet compassionate. He's yet full of mercy. Oh, praise the Lord. The mercy, his mercy endures forever. Glory be to God. He's so merciful unto us. Oh, thank you, Lord. He has not imputed unto us the sins that we've committed. He has not punished us according to our sins. Oh, what a merciful God we serve. Because if he were like man, oh, we would be in a lot of trouble. Some of us wouldn't even be alive today. But by the grace of God and because of his mercy and his compassion, thank you, Lord, he has given us another chance. Even today, we have another chance to make the right choice for our salvation. We can choose life. We can speak life. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can speak it by faith and believe it, and God will bring it to pass. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's right before us even now. There's a lot of people, they are influenced by evil. They're influenced by someone around them, listening to someone who doesn't even know what they're talking about, but believing these things. And I'm going to share this with you. I was listening to a man tell his testimony of how he went to the church and they told him, once saved, always saved. So he had a misunderstanding and he believed that he was led wrong, but he didn't realize this until an incident happened to him where he had an out-of-body experience and found himself in hell. And he was down there in darkness and torment. And he began to cry out to God, and God had mercy on him and forgave him and delivered him and revived him, caused him to come back unresponsive. And during that time that he was unresponsive, he had that experience. And so when he returned, he understood that he had to have his sins forgiven. And he was upset that a pastor would tell him that once saved, always saved. It's not so. It's a lie. And people are being misled. The enemy is out to deceive people and make them think that they are all right, but we must have our sins forgiven. If you come to the Lord and the Lord deliver you and he save you, if you go out sinning, you have backslidden on God. Nothing that you did before is going to count in the end. If you don't get forgiveness of sin, if you don't repent and get things right, hallelujah. Don't believe that lie that once saved, always saved. That's a lie. That's something Satan put out. So don't accept that. Don't receive that. Praise the Lord. Because God is giving the choice here. He wouldn't send his son to die in vain. But because he sent his son, we have this choice that we can make. Choose life. We can choose life and good, or we can choose death and destruction. Oh, glory be to God. death and evil. Even while we're on this earth, we can choose life and good. We can speak it, hallelujah, by faith, and God will bring it to pass. So we just have to make the right choice concerning our salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I thank God for the word of God. And I just thank the Lord because he's so merciful, and he gives everybody a chance. Everybody gets a chance at salvation. Everybody has this choice that they can make. And it's up to us. It's not like God is going to force you to choose life. He's not going to force you, but you have to choose it for yourself. And Moses also pointed out to the children of Israel, saying, if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day. In other words, that word denounce, he was saying here, I publicly declare, I expose to you, I make it known to you this day. And what he told them was that they should surely perish, and that they shall not prolong their days upon the land. Glory be to God. So we can make choices that can shorten our lives. We can make choices that can cause us to die, to perish. Hallelujah. But it doesn't have to be that way. And also, not only that, but he called to heaven and to earth to record that day against whoever would not hear, whoever would turn away and go serve other gods and worship them. Hallelujah. He called for heaven and earth to record that day against them. That will be a testimony against them that he had set before them life and death, blessing and cursing. And so he urged them and he encouraged them, saying, therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed, all your children's children, their children, all thy seed may live. You want your children to live. You want to have life. Hallelujah. Thou mayest love the Lord thy God. This is what is important. Love the Lord thy God. Obey his voice. Cleave unto him, for he is our life. Amen. And he's also the length of our days. If we choose life, if we choose the blessings, then God will lengthen the life of our days. And he truly is our life. What God promised, he will surely keep. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. And I thank God for you tuning in on this afternoon. And I pray that the word of God has been a blessing to you and you're hearing it. And I want to encourage you who are not yet sure what you want to do. I want to encourage you to choose life. Make the right decision for salvation. Don't go another day without accepting Jesus as your personal Savior. If you haven't accepted him already, don't go another day. Don't wait any longer. But today is the day of salvation. Today, right now, is the day of salvation. You can be saved. You can be delivered. Hallelujah. God wants to deliver your soul. Thank you, Lord. So I encourage you, choose life. Speak life. Glory be to God. Don't speak negativity. Don't speak death, but speak life. Choose life. Amen. Praise God. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord.
and let us go to God in prayer. If there's anyone who is ready to receive Jesus as your personal Savior, right now, just humble your heart and acknowledge your wrong before God. Just acknowledge that you are a sinner and you want the Lord to forgive you. Just repent and tell God how sorry you are for committing sins against him. And be so sorry that you never want to sin against God anymore. That you want him to forgive you and to take away your sins. You want him to come into your life and to save you. Oh, hallelujah. With our minds on the Lord. If you are sick in your body, let's believe God for the healing of your body. We believe him together. Amen. We touch and we agree. And let us go to the throne of grace. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallowed be thy holy name. We bless your name, oh God. We come before you and we humble ourselves, Lord. We ask you for mercy. Oh, my God, we call on you on behalf of those who have repented of their sins, Lord. Even during this prayer, Lord God, we ask that you forgive them and that you take away their sins. Lord, save their souls, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We call on you, oh God, to make them ever with whole. And to receive them unto yourself. Help them, Lord, to turn from the error of their ways. Help them, O God, to make up their minds to serve you for the rest of their life. O Lord Jesus, be merciful and move by your power. Oh, my God, we come to you, Lord, on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies, who are on this prayer line right now, God, asking you, Lord, this favor, that you will reach down and touch their body. Lord, heal and make them ever with hope in the name of Jesus. Send your healing virtue, oh, my God, and let the virtue enter into their body and go throughout the body. In the name of Jesus, and if they committed any sins or done anything wrong, let their sins be forgiven. Lord, blot out their transgressions. In the name of Jesus, cover them under your blood. Wash them. Make them clean. Oh, my God, raise them up that they may go forth and tell of your goodness. Oh, blessed Savior, we know you are able to do all things. Lord, we ask, God, that you'll remember those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord, touch, heal, deliver, make whole, restore the health, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Heal the body, the mind, the spirit, the emotions, everything, oh, God, that's broken. Put it back together in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, mend the brokenhearted today. Put the pieces back together again. Lord, be merciful and deliver those and depressed. Move, Lord God, rebuke the spirit of oppression. Rebuke the spirit of depression in the name of Jesus. Rebuke confusion. We know you are able. Oh, my God, have mercy. Save, Lord Jesus. Have your way and let your holy will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones. We pray, God, for comfort and for consolation. Lord, we pray that you will send help, send your mighty angels to uphold the family, oh, God, to uphold those who are grieving right now over their loved ones. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, comfort them during this grieving time, during this very difficult time. We know that you are able and no one can do it but you, Lord. We believe you, my God. And we are taking you at your word. And Lord, please remember
every name that's written on the prayer list, every family member that's represented by that name, both near and far. Move in miraculous ways. Oh, God, do wonders. Lord Jesus, oh, Lord, open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon the people. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move right now, Lord, all around the world. Oh, glory to your name. Have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. Help us, oh God, to take your word in. Help us to love you with all of our heart and with all of our soul. Help us, Lord, to keep your commandments and to do them, Lord Jesus, to walk in your statutes. Help us, oh Lord, to observe all that you command us to do. And Lord God, we want to be pleasing in your sight. We want to do your will, but we need you to help us. For we're looking unto you. You're the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, we pray a special prayer for Brother Mosey White. Oh God, go into where I see you and lay your hand upon him, Lord. Oh my God, raise him up, Lord Jesus. Heal him, my God. Work a wonder, Lord. We believe you and we're taking you at your word. Oh, blessed Savior, move right now, God, and let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we praise you, Lord, and we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the moving of your spirit. Thank you for encouragement. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the healing of the sick, Lord. We thank you, my God, for everything, Lord Jesus. We are blessing your name, oh God. We lift you up. We honor you. We give you all the glory, for all belong unto you. And now, Lord, we ask that you will be with us throughout the course of this day and even the course of the week. Let your presence remain with us, Lord. Keep our minds stayed on you, Lord Jesus. Don't let us be distracted or lose focus, but to continue to look to you and to set our affection on things above. For we bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for all of those who are listening right now. Oh God, bless them in a special way. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of the host, Evangelist Khadijah. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about making the right choice for salvation and encouraging us to choose life and speak life. And she began to let us know how Israel was given a choice, life and death, blessing and cursing, and how Moses, life and good and death and evil, and how Moses began to implore the children of Israel to choose life so that they and their seed would live. And I just thought, who in their right mind would choose cursing? And, you know, today we have this same choice to make, so we have to choose wisely. It's a very encouraging, inspiring message, the messages that have been coming forth about this choice that we have to make. It's such an important choice. People, they don't realize how important this each choice we make is, but it's very important. Everything that we do, we're choosing death. We're choosing life. And we have to be so watchful and careful. And I received an announcement. I just want to say, I just want to share it. So I believe that a homegoing service to celebrate the life of Mother Elizabeth Frazier will be held at Hillcrest Memorial Park. And the address is 500 Delcy Drive, WELL, New Jersey, Zip code is 08080. It's Saturday, March 19th. That's next Saturday at 12 o'clock noon. I just wanted to share that. Again, thank God for the word of God. I just want to say to Evangel Company, keep on preaching the word of God. Keep on letting the Lord have his way in your life. And to everyone else, make the choice and choose life. And at this time, the broadcast is into the hands of Evangel Company.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show. We also thank God for Evangelist May, who was not able to be on the broadcast this afternoon, but we do thank God for her. We just thank the Lord for each and every one of you, for your continued support and your prayers, and for all that you do to help us out. Thank you, God. I know you hear this music in the background. That's because I'm the only one that's on the conference line. But this does conclude the show for this afternoon. I hope that you can hear me well. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless. I think Evangelist Khadija was able to call back in. Got disconnected?
Yes, I got disconnected.
Okay. Amen. So when one person is on the conference line, there's this music that plays. So I don't know if they were hearing what I said, but I'll just say it again. Thank God for the remarks, beautiful remarks, and we thank God for all of you for your continued prayers and support. And we would be happy for you to join us for our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And until then, let's keep our minds on the Lord. Let us continue in prayer, one for another, and also for the bereaved families. And let us pray a special prayer for our brother, Brother Mosey White. Let's keep him in our prayers. Amen. And again, for all of those who are on the prayer list and those who are requesting prayer. Is there anything additional that we should think for Deacon's Day? Amen. If not, we just thank God for the broadcast. And this does conclude the broadcast on this afternoon. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.